Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Monday to you. This draft week. Right now, I don't know if you guys live or living under a rock or... if you went to Mars or Venus or somewhere crazy for the weekend that didn't have phones or cell or wireless or internet service, you know that the Sixers are on the cusp of making a great trade for the franchise. There was one guy. In this draft, or there is one guy in this draft, in Markel Fultz, who is a legitimate fit for the Sixers. He's the only guy that didn't have any question marks in regards to their playing style and playing with them. And I'm here to tell you, the Sixers are going to be in position to get him. They're going to move up from two spots, from number three to number one, and select him first in the NBA draft. So there's a lot of excitement in the city. But as it happened, meaning, you know, this weekend, as, you know, the picks were coming out, the swap and everything was coming out. And a lot of people were thinking, like, who should get credit? And I had a buddy of mine, Nick Walker, we talk all the time, and you know, he mentioned, like, you know, Sam Hinkie, you know, these assets that Sam Hinkie has. And he's correct. Sam Hinkie does deserve a lot of credit for this. I mean, think about it. You know, Sam Hinkie got the Lakers pick. The 2018 Lakers pick that I'll go in a little bit more detail with. He also got the 2019 Sacramento Kings pick. So Hinkie does deserve a lot of credit. But I also think that Brian Colangelo deserves credit. You know, because what Colangelo did is he said, you know what, I'm not going to go and just take what comes to me and then, you know, keep a hold of these assets. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, man, he made the easy pick by giving up and giving up these picks and moving up. Nah, see, here's the thing. He can move up. And as much as we talk about Markel Fultz being a great player, if he moves up and if Markel Fultz does not live up to the expectation, then a lot of people are going to say, look what Colangelo did. Hinkie gave him these picks and he mismanaged it. Oh, man, he moved up. Come on, Brian, look at what you're doing again. So, you know, Brian Colangelo could have easily said, you know what, I have the number three pick. You know, Josh Jackson could slide to me. De'Aaron Fox could slide to me. And he could go ahead and say, I took the best player available role, right? But he didn't do that. He didn't. His guy was kind of basically going for a home run and getting this guy and Markel Fultz. And I think he needs to be commended for it. Now, let's talk about this pick, so the trade. So basically, if you really want to break it down, the Sixers are going to give up their 2018 Los Angeles Lakers pick that they acquired in the Michael Carter Williams trade, right? Now, that pick, and this is a little confusing, the Sixers will keep that pick for next season. They will keep that pick next season if it's number one in the lottery or if it falls in spots 6 through 30. So if the Sixers make the playoffs, they're not going to get it. you know, if they make the lottery, whatever, if it goes like 6 through, you know, 14, you know, the Sixers will keep it. The Sixers will keep the pick, right? Now, so basically, if you're a Boston Celtics fan, which probably won't happen, I think it could be the Sixers, but if you're a Boston Celtics fan, you hope and you pray that, you know, it falls between slots 2 and 5. Then you get, now, if it doesn't convey next season, then they will get the Sacramento Kings 2019 pick, and that's a pick just like the Lakers pick that the Sixers own. So, and that goes back to the Sacramento Kings trade when Hinkie, the former general manager, Sam Hinkie, fleeced the Kings. I mean, I remember, you know, writing about that trade after it happened, about how lopsided it was, that I had, you know, a former front office executive with the Sixers approach me and say, "Hey, man, can you please do us a favor and stop writing about it? I don't want Vadi, you know, getting upset or I'm getting embarrassed." Yes, y'all, it was that bad. I mean, you know, when you think about it, it was one of these, you know, the trade, it was one of these trades where, you know, the Sixers wanted Nick Stauskas. You know, you can make an argument. I like the guy. Some people, I think they put a lot of high expectations on him. So if he struggles, they say that he's not that good. But the fact is, what the Kings were trying to do, the Kings gave up on Nick Stauskas, right? But they also, you know, Carl Landry was coming off of an injury. Jason Thompson, you know, was a guy who they really could part ways with, right? But what they did is they took and traded Carl Landry, Jason Thompson, Nick Stauskas, the draft pick, right? And then the rights to swap first round picks in last year's lottery and this year's lottery, right? So they gave all that up. And basically, and then Jason Thompson and Carl Landry, they were really eating up salary with them. That's part of the reason they gave them. Now, what the Sixers gave back in return was 2 second-round picks, number 47 and number 60, right? Right? But what the deal did, it allowed the Kings to clear up more than $16 million in cap space. That's because Landry was due $6.5 million that year. Thompson was due $6.4 that year. And then Stauskas, you know, 12.8, right, that year, right? But the thing is, get this. The Kings were targeting Rajon Rondo and Wesley Matthews. So at the time, you know, you had some people all excited about it, da-da-da. Wesley didn't go. Rondo went there, and it was just a disaster. It was a huge disaster. So I know I'm long-winded a little bit on that one, but then you speed it up. So you're saying to me, the Sixers didn't give up really anything. They didn't give up anything, really. And so when people say, why did you give up that pick? Or possibly give up that pick? Man, that was a free pick. That was like somebody just gave it to him. I mean, you just literally just used up cap space. And you got Nick Stauskas. Jason Thompson never played a game here. You know, I wish he would have, but he never played a game here. Carl Landry was here for a year. He had a 2-year deal. His second year, they cut him, and then he made money this year without playing from, you know, because he was waived. You know, Nick Stauskas, you know, he improved a little bit. But when you think about it, I mean, he could, you know, you never know. This is going to be a huge year for him. He could be a player. But when you think about it, you're saying to yourself, like, whoa, why am I upset or why am I a little concerned that we're giving up that first round pick? And we didn't give up anything for that pick, really. You know, it's like, whoa. I mean, it was crazy. So that's the one thing. So let's go back to the Lakers pick. people were upset. They're like, man, you know, Hinkie got rid of that pick. And we're not going to get anything because look at it. The Lakers are going to get better. They're going to do this. They'll do that. And Michael Carter Williams was the last real point guard that we had. I don't think that's true, but that's what people are saying. So you look at Michael Carter Williams, who's really been struggling. I mean, he's been struggling since he's left the Sixers. And he's a restricted free agent. There's no telling where he'll be. And there's no telling how long he'll be in the league. So, and what I mean where he'll be, talking about for next year's team, I think he'll, you know, he has a couple more years left in him. But other than that, you don't, you know, it's kind of hard with point guards and with, you know, guys who struggled early in their career. Although he did get rookie of the year, his rookie year. But after that, it was kind of like, you know, going down a little bit. So Hinkie traded him and got the Lakers pick, which a lot of people initially were happy and some people were criticizing him. But then you see where right now you're telling me that there's a guy who, after he was traded to the Milwaukee Bucks, the Bucks took and flipped him to go to the Chicago Bulls, right? So there's a guy that in the Bulls, it doesn't look like the Bulls are 100% committed to bringing him back. I mean, it just doesn't seem that way. So just saying to myself, there's a guy who may end up being on his fourth team. And I got a first round, and I got the first overall pick for him. That's phenomenal. I mean, think about it. That's phenomenal. You traded a guy who other teams gave up on, and your team gave up on him, and at least one other team gave up on him, and you're going to get the first overall pick. Genius. So the thing is, all I'm saying is, you know, some people are going to, like, say, yo, Hinkie did this, Hinkie did all of it. Other people are like, nah, look at Colangelo. You know, he was, like, confident enough to go out there and, like, say, no, this is what we're going to do. We're going to move up, and we're not going to worry. We're not just going to worry about making a safe move because we don't want to get criticized later. No. This guy really, you know, and I'm not saying he gambled big time, but at the same time, he stuck out and said, let's do this. Because he is giving away future assets. But few assets that the Sixers basically, it's like free money to him. But at the same time, you know, sometimes people get a little upset. You know, when you know, they, you know, people get upset and they get a little frustrated, you know, when they think that, hey, look at this guy, man, he's getting rid of everything. You know, he's doing this, he's doing that. So, hey, I'm just here to say that both of these guys need credit. Later today, the trade is expected to become official. And for back-to-back years, I guess Sixers fans are going to be excited because they're going to get the first overall pick once again. I want to thank you for listening to me this week. Last week. And I want to, you know, thank you for joining today. And I hope you follow me for the rest of the week. I think we're going to have good times. And yes, it seems like the excitement is back in Philadelphia with the draft. Peace.